Oasis Audio presents Kelly's Chance by Wanda Brunstetter. Read for you by Jamie Draper.
Chapter 1, Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Spring, 1891. Kelly McGregor trudged wearily along the towpath, kicking up a cloud of dust with the tips of her worn work boots. A size too small and pinching her toes, they were still preferable to walking barefoot. Besides the fact that the path was dirty, water moccasins from the canal sometimes slithered across the trail. Kelly had been bitten once when she was 12 years old. She shuddered at the memory. Papa cutting her foot with a knife, then sucking the venom out. Mama following that up with a poultice of comfrey leaves to take the swelling down, then giving Kelly some willow bark tea for the pain. Ever since that day, Kelly had worn boots while she worked, and even though she could swim quite well, she rarely did so anymore. As Kelly continued her walk, she glanced over her shoulder and smiled. Sure enough, Herman and Hector were dutifully following, and the rope connected to their harnesses still held taut. "Good boys," she called to the mules. "Keep on coming." Kelly knew most mule drivers walked behind their animals in order to keep them going, but Papa's mules were usually dependable and didn't need much prodding. Herman, the lead mule, was especially obedient and docile. So Kelly walked in front or sometimes alongside the team, and they followed with rarely a problem. Herman and Hector had been pulling Papa's...